Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City and county proclaim November 6th through the 12th as Operation Greenlight. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During Tuesday's regular county commissioners meeting and city council meeting, both government entities adopted proclamations designating November 6th through the 12th Operation Greenlight for Veterans Week. This is the second year for the initiative, which also coincides with Veterans Day, which this year is on Saturday, November 11th. Operation Greenlight, headed by the National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veterans Officers, is an initiative asking for a green light to be shown at residences, government buildings, and businesses during November. Richard Burton, chair of the CARE Board, told the commissioners, "In these challenging times, veterans require our support more than ever despite the divisions in our country. The unanimous sentiment that those who bravely risk everything to safeguard a nation and our way of life should receive steadfast support and heartfelt appreciation." Approximately 250,000 servicemen and women transition from the armed forces back into their communities. These courageous individuals, alongside their families, confront the difficulties of returning to civilian life. It is our duty to guarantee they do not have to confront these challenges in isolation. Operation Greenlight is a simple way to express collective appreciation for the public service of our veterans. The green light signals to veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces that they are seen, appreciated, and supported. The Campbell County Care Board will have a limited number of green lights available at the Campbell County Courthouse for those who want to show their support. All county buildings will be illuminated with green lights throughout Operation Greenlight. The CARE Board invited residents and businesses to participate by changing one light bulb to a green bulb. The bulb can be either inside or outside the business or residence. Secretary of State's office completes public comment period on proposed securities rules requiring ESG disclosure. Last month, the Wyoming Secretary of State's office held a public comment hearing on its proposed rulemaking to amend Chapters 2, 4, 5, and 10 of its securities rules. According to the press release from Secretary Gray's office, the purpose was to require disclosure of environmental, social, and governance investment strategies by requiring investment advisors, broker-dealers, and securities agents to disclose to their customers or clients whether they are incorporating a social objective. It also marked the completion of the written comment period. Secretary of State Chuck Gray said in a statement, "Public input is pivotal to the rulemaking process. Recently, we held a public hearing here at the Capitol on our ESG disclosure rule. I remain deeply disturbed by the negative impact ESG investing has on the people of Wyoming due to its malicious targeting of Wyoming's core industries and the very real potential that ESG investing will harm those whose hard-earned money is being invested through investment strategies which do not consider the highest financial return. As we proceed through the rulemaking process, we will give careful consideration to all comments we have received during the comment period and will incorporate them into the administrative record." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.